Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master in Dominica for Dominica Dive Fest. And we are having, you know, this is the event where everybody comes together at the bar at the Fort Young Hotel and kind of does a little networking, getting to know you kind of thing as we begin our week of diving adventures here on the Nature Island. And I will say three words, Kabuli, 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 which is the island beer. Kabuli comes in little green bottles. It's pretty potent stuff. It's doing its magic right now, isn't it, Kelly?
I love Kabuli. Kabuli, Kabuli, Kabuli. Love.
It's good stuff indeed, and it's definitely on the list of must-do things when you're here on the island of Dominica. You don't mix the drinking and the diving, but when you're at a social event or after your day of diving, you want to head out to the bar with your fellow divers, share a few fish tails over a Kabuli or two. It's a very fine libation, for sure. Now, we're sitting here with his. He works with Simon a lot at the Dominica Water Sports Association and also their little photography company. They do a lot of stuff. How you doing, buddy?
I'm not bad this evening. How you doing, Greg?
Good. Now, being an underwater photographer, is Dominica just like, you know, it's just like the ultimate office here in your backyard to have all these images available to you to, so you can capture them for magazines, for print web and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody
that's,
comes back.
That's why you're here, I'm guessing.
Not really.
No?
Location, 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 but not primarily for photography, no.
It was just pure luck. That kind of came along after you've been here a while, I'm guessing, right?
I'll let you in on the secret. I am.
Yeah, what happened?
I am Dominican.
So you were born here. What am I kidding? Yeah, okay. So it's the accent. That's what makes me think. That's a Dominican accent I'm hearing?
No, I was raised by wolves in Wimbledon.
Okay. And see, that's what I expect. You know, that's what I'm used to hearing from Kelly, because she has the same kind of thing going on. Now, does the same thing happen to you after a few Kabulis? Does your accent get heavier as Kelly does, and harder to understand, or no?
I tend to go towards a massive vowel movement.
Vowel?
Vowel movement. My best friend.
Kelly, do you know what he's talking about?
Yes, I understand every language.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. Kabuli, Kabuli, Kabuli. We'll leave it at that. All right, so you're a Dominican at heart. You grew up here. And what? What, Kelly?
What did you just say?
I said Kabuli, Kabuli, Kabuli.
Oh, yeah.
You say it.
Kabuli, Kabuli, Kabuli. Love Kabuli.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah. When she says it, huh?
It is better when she says it. I think you could be right. But so you grew up here. You've lived here your whole life, or did you move away for a while, or what?
Yeah, I came back to Dominica full-time in 92. But before that, every summer I was down here, holidaying, partying, spearfishing. Now it's all protected. I had something to do with that, too. But, yeah, full-time since 92, made our home here. This is where we want to be.
Yeah, you were definitely instrumental in creating some of the marine parks and make it so it was, you know, you don't go down there and take all the stuff that the tourists would want to come and see or the islanders want to experience for years and years to come. You guys are very ecologically, you know, minded island here. And that's why they call it the Nature Island, right?
Correct. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a place where you really want to have to get to. I mean, everybody knows, you know, they know of Dominica, but the flights are just killing us. We're trying to work on that. And, you know, protect what you have, because our legacy are our children, and if you kill it now, they won't get anything later on.
Yeah, this truly is an island destination. It's not like going to one of the more touristy type islands. And, you know, not to knock those. They have their place. They might be easier to get to. But when you come to Dominica, you are truly getting an island experience. And a very unique experience as well. Because when you get down to this cluster of islands, you know, now that I've been to places like Nevis and St. Kitts and things like that, and expanded out past just getting through the... you know, the islands of Bonaire and you know, the Bahamas, where you have a tendency to see more flat and rugged type of island structure. Here, you know, you come down to Dominica, it's mountainous. You got 10 volcanoes. The most volcanic island in the entire world? Is that the deal?
Yes, it is. 29 by 16 miles, and we've got 9 dormant peaks. The largest boiling lake in the world, and lots of hot pools. You can just go lying in the rivers and that kind of thing. But as you were saying, yeah, it's a true island experience. If you want sandy beaches, there's 10 other places. We do have them, but we don't promote them. What we do promote is the lushness of the vegetation, the sea, the, you know, topography, the people.
Yeah, Kelly, what?
And then there's not much shark, and there's a lot of whales, so I like better a wedding.
Yeah, they have whales year-round off the coast here in Dominica. Just because of the location, it kind of channels through their migration, or do they live here, or what's the deal there, Izzy?
We have a resident population of sperm whales, and because, well, the west coast, the Caribbean side of the island.
Wait, did you hear that? He said sperm whales.
The best ones.
She likes sperm.
Evidently, she had a drink called a sperm whale earlier today at the lab.
And he has just sucked this sugar cane.
Yeah, okay, Kelly, whatever. Well, kabuli. All right, so...
Sometimes my mind's a little too small to wander out by itself. Where was I? Yes, we have no continental shelf on the west coast, so we've got plunging reefs, vertical walls, seamounts, pinnacles, that kind of thing. And... because you can go half a mile offshore and be in 2 miles of water, it draws the big guys in. We have a resident pub of sperm whales. As I said, we've got 14 other species of marine mammal. The other places to see sperm whales regularly are the Azores and New Zealand. So for Americans particularly wanting to see sperm whales, here's the place.
Yeah, and both those locations, God bless them, but I have a feeling the water's way colder than it is off the coast of Dominica. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yes, and I know they don't have any of those champagne reefs, and they have no boiling lakes. And by the way, the boiling lake is a very unique, very popular site here on the island. Now, I haven't got to get there yet because the only way to get there is hike 3.5 hours up to the boiling lake, which explains why I haven't been able to go there. You hear what I'm saying?
I want to go there.
Later, honey. I describe the boiling lake as uphill both ways, which raises an eyebrow to people about to do it, and then they come back and go, yeah, you're right. Yeah, 3.5 is about average. It's, well, you mentioned New Zealand. They do have a boiling lake, and sometimes theirs is bigger than ours, sometimes ours is bigger than theirs, but sizes and everything. It's the location that counts. It's a truly, truly stunning hike, and if you do come to Dominica and decide to do it, you know, it's usually the last day that people do it. And it really is, if you've done it, you know, a worthwhile experience.
Yeah, and it is a boiling lake, so it's not like another dive site you want to mark off the list, I'm guessing, right?
No. You fall in that, you're dead.
Yeah, like how much boiling is it? Has to be what? How many degrees or Celsius, or do you even know? Just hot.
You can boil an egg. It's, I think, like 7 or 8 minutes to boil an egg.
In the lake.
It is hot. It is bubbling. It is steaming. It is boiling. It is volcanic.
Kelly?
Let's go there and try boil your eggs.
Jeez.
You're a popular guy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And did I mention it's happy hour? Well, it was happy hour. And did I mention we stopped off at the lab? We had a sperm whale drink. We had all kinds of crazy stuff. And Kelly's in rare form. God bless her. So... the boiling lake, obviously one of the neat topside attractions, but just these hot water pools that would like the Emerald Pool place to swim around, which was cooler water. But these hot pools, you know, we're going to go experience those tomorrow. Those are little just like cracks or fissures in the surface where the warm water has filtered out, or what?
Yeah, in a nutshell, I mean, we have a lot of natural vents for the volcanic activity here on the island. Champagne Reef is one of them, and if you dig down on the beach, like 5-6 inches, you get hot water seeping up between the rocks. Eventually, you burn your fingers. if you go down on the beach in Soufrière, which is where we hold the Kubuli canoe race, even just standing on the beach, your feet start to feel sort of uncomfortable. You dig your toes into the sand to cool them, and it gets hotter. So we've got lots of these natural vent areas, and in the rivers where they do occur, you get seeps of hot water coming up, forming pools. And in some of the bigger ones or more popular ones, they've actually sort of concreted them in to make bathing pools. So you pull up at the side of the road, jump out, swim across the river, and go lie in a hot bath.
I could think of much more tense, stressful things to do than this. If you want to get away from it all and truly just kick back and relax, they have these attractions topside here that you can do on your surfers interval in Dominica that are literally second to none. And the girls and Scott have not seen this yet. I got to do it last time I was here, and I was blown away. So I've been waiting to come back and share the joy. So that's kind of what we're doing a little bit this week. What about you, being that you grew up on the island, you've been here for many years, what's the one thing that you personally that get your fire going as far as, like, this is what I really love to do on Dominica?
It's going to sound cliche, but holding a camera in my hands.
Just capturing some images of all the critters, that kind of thing? Or I guess it's topside and below deck, right?
Exactly. Topside or below, there's always something new. I get phone calls from forestry, hey, we found a new hot pool, or we found a new waterfall, here's the GPS. And every weekend we're out hiking, diving, doing something. This is a real adventure island. It's impossible to be bored here.
Yeah, on the way walking to the Emerald Pool, we had a nice little walk, and you saw some moth that was as big as your hand or bigger. What was that all about? That's just typical flora and fauna that you encounter here on the island, I'm guessing, right?
I wouldn't say typical. We have two moths here that are about the size of your hand, and the guys in front of us just scared that one, and it flew up. I thought it was a bat. We've got 12 species of bat here, too. One is endemic to Dominica.
But no poisonous snakes or any. That's pretty remarkable in its own right, huh?
No poisonous snakes, no poisonous spiders, but some of the big arachnids that do cast a shadow have the potential to raise a whelp. But it's not poison. They're just defending themselves. So, yeah, no poisonous animals at all.
Yeah, Kelly's liking that. When she heard about that, she goes, I want to go for sure now.
We'll find her a big spider.
Yeah, what do you think, Kelly?
Oh, I didn't hear what you guys say, but...
Spiders.
I love you guys, too. We love Dominica.
Drunk! Yeah, but it's good time. Now, do you enjoy bringing people like ourselves and showing them the island? Because you were showing us around today, and you're telling us this and that. I mean, isn't that part of the whole diving experience, to be able to share new destinations in a place like your home island here with people like us? Do you enjoy that as much as... Or are you just... have this nice facade that you seem so friendly and open?
I'm friendly to some. no, I mean, you have to have a certain pride in where you live. We may not have much in the way of material wealth here, but everybody's very proud of the island.
And that's very easy to see, for sure, once you come to Dominica. All right, more coming up from the Nature Island next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hello, my name is Tami from Diver Magazine in Japan. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I believe... a lot of the Japanese divers come to Dominica, or they should if they don't, because it's truly spectacular diving here, as we're finding out here once again for Dominica Dive Fest. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine is going to join us here in just a bit, but first, time to meet some more of the locals. Angela, you've made friends with our driver, one of our hosts, besides Izzy. Who's this other guy's name? What is his name?
Woody?
Yes, I just wanted you to say it. Woody, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing, buddy?
Hey,
good to see you again.
Nice to be back on Scuba Radio.
Yes, 2 years ago, we were hanging out in front of the Irish pub I think after a few too many Kaboulies, that was his last appearance on the big show. Woody was the guy who was nice enough to drive us around a lot for the island and kind of show us where we were going. Well, we had no idea where we were going. He made sure we got to where we were supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. What are you drinking there, my friend?
I'm drinking rum punch.
Just rum punch, because you
excellent need... Excellent rum punch. Excellent.
Yeah, it is. They're known for
mine's
the rum
better.
Punch.
Yours
better.
Yeah, the rum punch I serve on my tours are way better than this.
Is it? Okay, oh, yeah. But this is the Fort Young Hotel, known for the special concoction of the rum punch, but you have your own private stash that you only share with friends and neighbors, kind of?
Well, usually I try to make my own rum punch, but sometimes it gets too much, so I have my aunt make it for me. But, I mean, most of the time I really try to make my own little, special, woody brew.
Yeah, so, but your aunt makes it, so it's like a family recipe of rum punch.
Well, pretty much my aunt's a retired flight attendant, so I kind of use her as my backup for drinks and all the, fancy stuff.
So if you're too socially lubricated already and can't remember how to make the rum punch, you rely on her to back you up.
Pretty much, definitely.
Right, that's how they do it in Dominica. God bless them. What, Kelly?
Yes.
Yes. Woody. So she just wanted to get in a Woody as well.
I love Woody.
Oh.
Boy. Yes, did I ever mention Kabuli? Kabuli, Kabuli. That's been downed a few times here as well. Now, Woody, what about this as far as Dive Fest? You know, we were here a couple years ago. It's starting to mature, 16 years this year, right?
Yep, 16. I think it's 16, yeah.
And it's really designed to promote diving to the locals, but slowly but surely we're getting the word out there to the masses to have more people come during this week and participate in some of the events like Sea Life camera demos. What was it, 2 years ago you actually won one as being a dive master?
2007, there was the first competition held by Sea Life cameras, and I won the underwater photo competition, which actually shocked me because I'm not really an underwater photographer, kind of guy. But, I mean, it was just fun winning a camera and actually getting to use it.
Now, this year we brought the Scuba Radio Mermaids. I don't know if they weren't going to allow me to come back unless I brought them because, I don't know. But they're going to work a Scuba Radio Mermaid photo element into the photo competition this year. Are you going for the gold again this year? What do you think of the talent I brought with me?
I would definitely like to have a nice underwater photo shot with them. And yeah, well, I guess we'll see what I can come up with.
Yeah, you're willing to make the effort, is what you're saying, right?
Definitely. Yeah, yeah.
Now, was there any truth, though, they weren't going to let me back on Dominica unless I brought the mermaids with me?
Oh, the mermaids have been absolutely fabulous. I mean, I think it's a wonderful addition to this year's Dive Fest, and I hope they come back.
Yeah, they hope you come back, Kelly. You notice he didn't say anything about me.
If you would ask me anything, I just say yes.
Drunk! What do you think about that, Andrew? You feel the same way?
Me too.
Yeah? Okay. All right, Woody, you got a thing with the ladies.
The only thing we want is Woody pictures in our bedroom.
Oh, boy. Scott, that doesn't apply to you, I'm guessing, right?
No.
Yes. No, it doesn't apply to him. So at least me and Scott can hang out in a corner.
Cheers, Angela. Woody.
While the mermaids enjoy Woody.
Actually, I must say that Kelly asked me a question earlier, like, why do they call me Woody? So I told her, well, it's short for Woodrow.
Of course it is.
Show me why.
What, he showed you his driver's license? Yeah, that's what he showed you. Yeah, so, brother.
The only thing I have to say, I agree.
Okay.
Great nickname.
He has a really good picture on his driver's license, does he? Nice, Kelly, very nice. But this is what diving and Dive Fest is all about, is having fun. And obviously that's what we've been doing. We've only been here for a day and doing the Emerald Pool today. And I'll ask you, Woody, same thing I asked Izzy. What's the coolest thing you like here on Dominica, living here?
Well, I mean, I've spent most of my years abroad. I spent most of my years in Canada, and I lived in Switzerland for 3 years. And having opportunities to actually remain in this country, I realized that I needed to come back home and really make my contribution.
All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We They started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportwear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportwear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm Greg the Dive Master in Dominica for Dive Fest. Now, with me right now, one of my favorite members of the dive industry and just a great friend that I've earned over the years or been fortunate enough to hang out with, Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. He's the one, really, him and Neil were the ones who brought me down for Dive Fest the first time around here a couple years ago, and here he is again, bringing in the troops, doing what he can to promote this little gem in the Caribbean. And Jerry, great to see you again. How you doing?
Good to see you too, Greg. Good to see you back in Dominica.
Absolutely.
Good to see all these people here having such a great time.
Yeah, I brought some recruits with me this time, though. I brought some mermaids with us. They've been going over pretty well.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good. And I'm impressed, but I think a lot of people around here are even more impressed than me. They were on the pool today, and I was looking from the third floor balcony, and there were just people all around stopped in their tracks, looking down going, are those mermaids?
Exactly. What the heck is going on with our island today? But, it seems like they've been welcomed with open arms here for Dive Fest. Now, Dive Training Magazine has been trumpeting this island for many years, and I know you've been instrumental in helping to promote Dive Fest, being the one of the first crusaders to help them here on the island get the word out about the Nature Island. What is your personal vibe about this whole place, Jerry? Because I think I know, but I want you to share with our listeners.
Well, actually, Dive Fest had been going on for several years before Dive Training got here, but it was strictly a inner island program where they brought down all the school kids and gave them Discover Scubas. What most people don't know is about 90% of all the dive industry people here are Dominicans. It's not a bunch of expats from other countries. It's all built within the country from its own people. So that had been going on for a long time, and we got involved with that. And then we turned it into a tourism sort of, let's bring divers from other people down here, other countries, to see what they're doing. And it's just been working great.
Just been blowing up from there. All right, more coming up from Dominica. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba
Radio. Scuba Radio. Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
All right, we are on the island of Dominica. Greg, your dive master. It's Dive Fest. Dive Training Magazine, Jerry Beatty's with me. He's telling me, well, he was going to tell me what was the reason he got into this on a personal note, and he started getting into the history of Dominica. God bless him for it. But, you know, he has been a crusader for Dive Fest and for this island for probably as long as I've known you. You started bringing up the island, and then a couple years ago, him and Neil Watson brought me down here for Dive Fest. Now, let's get back to the question, though. What do you think? What is it? What is it about this island on a personal note, Jerry, that really, you know, sings out to you? Because I know you have a lot of passion for this location.
No question. Greg, it is the only place in the world I know of where you can do whales 365 days a year. You can go out and do two dives on one of the most beautiful walls you've ever seen. You come in and have lunch, and by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you can be skinny dipping in your own private waterfall with a natural hot tub next to the waterfall.
Skinny dipping? Skinny Kelly, did you hear this? She came up. She has discovered Kabuli.
Well,
you hear what I'm saying?
I tell you what, I want to tell her the possibilities. There are 365 rivers on this one island. About 5 waterfalls for every river. So there is an infinite number of places to go into the bush. The most beautiful bush you've ever seen as far as just...
Wait, hold on. This is a family show. Okay,
we're talking rainforest here.
Of course we are.
Oh, okay, because and we Brazilian
Yeah. All right.
You know, the possibilities are limitless. There are places you can do all of these things. There's no place I have found where you can do them all in one day. It's an amazing place. It's magical. It is unexplored, undeveloped. It's raw beauty. It's raw nature, and it's incredible diving. It's great walls, but creature features. The creatures in the muck here are Indonesia or better. So
really?
Caribbean just doesn't have that.
Yeah, well, you know, Scott went diving yesterday, and on his first dive within 15 minutes, spotted morays, seahorses, and mantas on one dive.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Last time I was here, I had a choice of boat A or boat B. I chose boat B. Boat A got whale sharks.
Of course.
So it's like that. You know, I've got somebody here I'd like you to talk to.
Did you bring a mermaid, too?
No, he's kind of my special mermaid. It's my the senior editor of Dive Training Magazine. He's been there since day one. And I love to call him Dr. Alex Brilski, because the doctor part just drives him up the wall. He is truly a doctor, but he is, like, writer extraordinaire for our magazine. And he, first trip to Dominica.
Really? First trip?
And I didn't know that. His own wine.
Oh, he is. And well deserved at that. I mean, he wrote the book on diving. Come on, Alex. I mean, I know you're a modest guy, but the Recreational Encyclopedia of Diving, that was one of your many publications.
In a former life, absolutely. But Jerry is right about the variety of diving here. We were out today and had a spectacular two dives. We were on a wall that began in 40 feet of water. And it was amazing. And then we went and dove. There's a geothermal feature here called Champagnes, where the gas
bubbles come up. Right, yeah, all right, hold on. Let's hold that thought and come right back. Stay close.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Being a diver has its rewards, like getting discounts on the latest oceanic gear just for sharing the underwater world with your friends and family. In fact, every time you refer a friend who signs up for a scuba class at an authorized oceanic dealer, each of you will be rewarded with $50 off oceanic gear. There's no limit to the savings you can enjoy. The more you refer, the more you save. Find the oceanic dealer near you and get all the details at oceanicworldwide.com. Reward yourself, reward your friends with oceanic dive gear at oceanicworldwide.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun. You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no, no, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go, okay?
Oh.
So it'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are coming to you from Dominica, the Nature Island. Dr. Alex Bilski with me right now. He is literally one of the leading, he wrote the book on diving. And he works with Dive Training Magazine, senior editor, editor-in-chief. I don't know, what's the official title at Dive Training again, Alex?
Senior editor.
Simple as that. Okay.
Yes,
big cheese, big kahuna. He's the man who makes it all happen. But he's done so much research. He's been around the world probably multiple times. If things catch your eye when it comes to the underwater world, I would imagine that says quite a bit, Alex. And that's what you
Absolutely.
Found, like a Champagne Reef?
Yeah, I was impressed today. I think it's a very healthy environment here. A lot of diversity, a lot of fish, a lot more fish life than I've seen in, you know, other Caribbean destinations.
Now, Jerry mentioned the muck diving. Did you do some of that today, the muck?
We actually, you have to swim through a sand seaweed bottom to get out to the Champagne dive site. And we were sifting through there. I saw several species of nudibranchs I've never seen anywhere else in the Caribbean. It was just amazing. 5 or 6 different species of shrimp and crabs. You know, just tiny little critters you rarely see on the reef because they're so well hidden, but out there in the sand and muck, they're pretty easy to find.
And what do you think that is from a professional standpoint? Do you think it's because of this volcanic activity they have on the island and that creates extra nutrient for these type of critters to form or congregate or what?
Well, the sand here certainly is volcanic, or at least it's rock-derived. It's not former coral reef. So it's darker. It's easier to see things. And it very likely constitutes a different kind of an ecosystem that, you know, you wouldn't find in an island like, you know, the Bahamas or Cayman, that's where the sand is primarily just ground up coral reef. So
right.
It's an interesting question.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you're going to delve into that issue because you're always doing this research, that research. I mean, what is the overall goal of what you're trying to do here for Dive Fest? I know you're doing some, eco-diving type seminar things or what?
Yeah, Jerry brought me down. I'm going to be doing a seminar on Wednesday for the dive masters and some of the government officials and whatnot. We're going to try to kind of give them some tools to better interpret the reef. We're going to be talking about coral reef ecology in the context of the island, and just kind of give them, you know, a big picture on how reefs operate, what kinds of things are necessary to keep them healthy, and try to give them a better knowledge base so that they can give a better experience to their customers.
Yeah, and you know, from what I've seen, the limited experience I've had here on Dominica, there does seem to be a little bit more awareness along those lines than what I've seen on other similar, you know, sized islands when it comes to ecotourism. They seem to be a little bit more ahead of the curve on that. Is that what you find too, or not necessarily, or what?
Yeah, they promote themselves as the nature island, which is pretty appropriate. I've heard it was the most undeveloped island in the Caribbean, and it certainly seems that way from the few days I've been here. And you know, there's just such a diversity of activity, let alone ecosystems, and I think it also tends to attract a different kind of customer or tourist, because it's a little more challenging to get here than a lot of other destinations, and therefore, if you want to come here, you have to really want to come here. And you know, you have to be interested in the kind of experience you're going to get down here, and it's strictly a nature-based experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, all the hiking and all that kind of stuff that you can do here topside on your surface intervals definitely gets my interest and makes things takes things to a whole new level as far as finding a destination that's truly unique or to add to the list. You know, as places you want to go dive. Now, it's been, obviously, I'm guessing, has this been on your list for some time here to come to Dominica, or what's been your personal situation in that regard?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually sailed through the Caribbean a lifetime ago when I worked for a school, and we sailed all around here, and I've always wanted to come back to Dominica because it always had this mystique. You know, it's the only place in the world where there's still a population of Carib Indians. So it really has kind of a mystique to it, and it hasn't let me down. It really is an interesting place.
Now, all of the things that Jerry told you about as far as leading up to this trip, what are you looking forward to most to kind of see and experience here on the island?
There are a couple of dive sites that are rated as world-class, and I'm really anxious to dive those, and my goal is to kind of get a good snapshot of the dive site so that I can speak with some authority Wednesday when we have the seminar and try to put Dominica in context with the rest of the diving world. And it does remind you kind of a tropical Pacific island. I mean, we were out today on a whale watch, and you look back and it looked like Maui back in the distance there, and it's even some of the underwater features, you know, because it's a rocky substrate, it actually reminds you of diving in Hawaii and some of those mountainous islands in the Pacific.
Yeah, and topside, you know, my experience isn't nearly as extensive as yours, but I see a lot of comparisons between the topside, you know, flora and fauna of what you would see in Fiji. Would you agree with that, or is that just me?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I was in Panape, which is in the in Micronesia, about 3 years ago, and it's very reminiscent. I mean, the mountains just come right out of the ocean and
right
to heights of almost 5,000 feet. It's really incredible to be this close to, you know, just a few hours away from Florida.
Yeah, it is. It's an impressive island, just picturesque, just dramatic scenes, for sure. Most volcanic island on the planet. Did you know that? I didn't know that till I came here the first time.
I've heard that. I'm not quite sure what that means, but clearly
10 volcanoes is what they tell me.
Yeah,
they're dormant, thank God.
Yeah, exactly. Now, our guy today on the whale watch boat came back along the coast, giving us the topographic overview of the island. It's just absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. All right, more coming up from Dominica. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
What's wrong?
Well, you have sex with fish?
Fish, shrimp, turtles? I'll pretty much bend over for anything with fins.
Okay, I don't think it's gonna work out for you.
When you're on a golden sea, you don't need no memory. Just a place to call your own as we drift into.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are indeed on an island in the sun. Dominica is where we are broadcasting to you from today. It's Dive Fest. Simon from the Dominican Water Sports Association is with us. He's the man who really made this event happen once again for the 16th year. He is in charge and brought Scuba Radio and the Mermaids down for this event. Simon, I think it's been going pretty well so far, just a couple days into it. But what do you think?
Man, it's been going excellent, Gregor. We had the press launch today, and the Mermaids at the Emerald Pool was definitely a highlight. And I heard Jerry talking about the spectacular bush that we have here in Dominica, and I think we were in that today. What do you think, Greg? I mean,
if that's what the Emerald Pool is, that's what we're talking about right now, right?
We were surrounded by beauty up there, and had a great opportunity to take pictures. And I think the ambience of the Emerald Pool and the Mermaids and the Jewelers International Swiss Army Victorinox jewelry that was on them and watches. Boy, I think the place looked really, really good.
Yeah, the girls were styling for sure, showing off the bling from Victorinox Swiss Army and Jewelers International, who were nice enough to help sponsor the Scuba Radio Mermaids to Dominica for Dive Fest this year. I think it's been a huge hit for them and everybody else who's experiencing this. Of course, we're going to get some of those photos and get them posted up at scubaradio.com along with some video and stuff like that as well. Now, a lot of cool events happening this week, right, Simon?
You know, Greg, here we are at the happy hour event with the Swinging Stars Dance, and the Kabulis are flowing, our local beer, Kabuli. As you know, one of our best sponsors, and you've been one of our best taste testers of the Kabuli product. And you're
proud to serve, my friend.
Yeah, you can vouch. I know you've suffered through the years, but you can vouch for the excellent product of Kabuli. And then, of course, tomorrow we're going down to the Anchorage Hotel, where we're going to be taking the mermaids in the swimming pool and meeting probably a couple of hundred kids down there and taking them diving and meeting the mermaids. And a lot of good stuff going on.
Absolutely. And you know what? We're going to cover all that and, of course, talk about some of the dive adventures we have on the island next week on the big show. Till then, remember, it's always better. Kelly?
We're always better.
All right. How about you, Angela?
Down where it's wetter.
There we go.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard,
blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.